Right, Cole Munson here for Access All Aeros. It's a great pleasure for me to be here with my old broadcasting buddy, Nathan Bradley, who's got some very interesting news for us. Squeezed an interview in at Hydro at Hannah's at Sealhain in a very busy schedule of his. What's going on, Nathan? How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, we're just stuck round a corner here at the bottom end of Hydro. But yes, I am very, very busy. Obviously, my cricket season has begun, so I'm here, there and everywhere doing that. But my most important news is that I'm actually looking at living independently. And to do this, I need to raise some funds. We're having a fundraising concert here in the Great Hall at Dame Hannah's at Sealhain on the 23rd of August, a Saturday night, with Christopher Howard, who is
the guy from Back to the Future.
Christopher Howard is a former West End star. He retired from the West End about 10 years ago and now does a one-man tribute show, tribute to the musicals. Performs all the best songs from all the best musicals. So we're going to get advertising out. There will be tickets being sold, with all proceeds going to my moving fund. And we're going to be having an auction with some signed lots and some interesting lots, including lunch for two at River Cottage headquarters with Hugh Finlay Whittingstall.
So fantastic.
If you do want to come down, please do get in touch. We have a WordPress site. It's Nathan's Dream on WordPress, where you can find out more and donate. We're also on Facebook as well, facebook.com/housingforall. That's the number 4. And, yeah, you can find out all about it.
You're amazing. So August the 23rd,
yes,
a big night, a tribute to the musicals,
yep,
with star of stage, Christopher Howard.
Yes.
Fabulous. Do you want a support act? Because I can probably do, I am the very model of a modern Major General.
Do you know I don't?
Okay,
I'm quite
right,
happy
thought
with
I'd
that.
Asked.
That, yeah.
All right, so now why is it so important to explain to people who take for granted every day having the keys to the house and just coming and going as they please? Why is this so important to you, Nathan?
Well, imagine being 21 years of age, as I am, and the first people you have to introduce everywhere you go are your mum and dad. Now, imagine back to when you were 21 and a young whippersnapper, so about 1,700 years ago.
Yes, I used to park my penny farthing up.
Yes,
everything was in black and white.
I can imagine you did. You had a flat cap, and then I can see it now. But yes, but you can imagine how you wouldn't have wanted to say, oh, by the way, this is my mum and dad. And the fact of the matter is that my mum and dad have done everything for me. They've done all my caring and everything for me since the day I was born. Mm-hmm. And now I've got to the point where I think now is the time where I'd like them to just be mum and dad.
Yeah.
Rather than everything.
And so you should, yeah, quite right too. And so you're in a very busy process of finding premises and finance and all the things that people have to do in one of these most stressful situations of moving.
Times by about 1,000 when you put in the physical
complications.
Yeah, I mean, there are two companies, only two, in the whole of the United Kingdom that sort out mortgages for disabled people, because apparently we're lending risks. Tell me why that is, I don't know. But one company... One company of these two charges £2,000, and one company charges £1,800.
So, when you say we, that's disabled people are a lending risk.
That's disabled people are a lending risk. Apparently, we're because you know we do get benefits because we're long term disabled. Apparently, that's a risk. Whereas my argument has always been, you're in a well paid job, but let's say that job disappears tomorrow.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you can't pay your mortgage. Whereas my benefits aren't going to change.
Well, it's a random decision, isn't it, that obviously needs a bit of a review?
We've been on the telephone with the head of a company called My Safe Home, David Abbey, and he says, I've been preaching this since 1999 and nobody will listen.
Hmm.
He says, so it is extremely hard to get going. I mean, one company that we are working with is Platinum Living in Exeter, headed by a woman called Bernadette Brady Lockwood. Her son, Andrew, is a little bit older than me and has cerebral palsy, not physically dissimilar to me. And they decided that they wanted to do this and then set up their own company to facilitate it for more people.
Fantastic. So that's obviously been very helpful. Stops
extremely.
You reinventing the wheel so much.
Although we still do have to reinvent the wheel.
Well, because you've got your own unique circumstances.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I mean, people we're all different.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you have to tweak and chop and change. But the fact is, you know, if I do want to own my own home one day, which of course I do, I'm going to need an enormous deposit.
Yeah.
I mean, the deposit on, it was a £50,000 mortgage, and the deposit they were looking for, including all the fees, was £20,000.
So this is another penalty against the disabled, basically.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I mean, where am I supposed to find £20,000 from? You know, I'm on... Well, I'm on disability benefit. How am I supposed to...
Well, if I knew you were good for 20k, I'd have asked you for a loan by now.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Yeah.
But
so the wonderful gig, fundraising gig, to help you with this, 23rd of August,
yeah,
here at Hannah's at Silhain. Christopher Howard leading the evening, a tribute to the musicals.
We're going to have an auction at the interval. We're hoping to have about 10 lots. We've got a few of them sorted out. Like I said, the main prize at the moment is that lunch for two at River Cottage HQ. We're hoping to have the Bailey, Mr. Steve Bailey, acting as auctioneer.
Fantastic.
For the evening. And, of course, I will be on parade, so everybody can see me.
Stand by your beds.
All my
okay.
glad rags.
In all your glory.
Yes.
Okay, and to buy tickets or to pledge other prizes, to get in touch with a project, what's the best way? Remind us again.
You can either get in touch through Facebook, facebook.com/housing4all, that's the number four, or you can go onto WordPress and search Nathan's Dream, and you can donate from there and get any information you want.
Good luck to you, mate. I'll see you on the 23rd.
Thank you very much.